مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The similitude of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like the similitude of a grain of corn which grows 7 ears, in each ear 100 grains, and Allah multiplies it further for whomsoever He pleases, and Allah is bountiful, all-knowing. Footnote 330. In the foregoing verses, it was pointed out that it is a divine law that God gives new life to deserving nations after they become dead. And the case of the Israelites was mentioned as an instance. It was further indicated that the progeny of Abraham would rise 4 times, the Israelites and the Ishmaelites each rising 2. In order to prepare Muslims for the promised rise, God reverts to the means of national progress and exhorts the faithful to spend freely in the cause of God.
Verse 263. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
They who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, then follow not up what they have spent with taunt or injury. For them is their reward with their Lord, and they shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. Footnote 331. Every good act may be abused, and the abuse of spending in the cause of Allah is to follow it with man, boastfully speaking of one's good act, and adha, following it up with injury. Those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah are prohibited from making unnecessary and misplaced mention of the money they spend and the services they render to the cause of truth. For doing so would amount to man, taunt. Similarly, they are enjoined not to demand anything in return for their contributions.
Verse 264. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم.
A kind word and forgiveness are better than charity followed by injury, and Allah is self-sufficient, forbearing. Footnote 332. It is better that one should say a kind word of sympathy or of excuse to the person who asks for help than that he should first help him and then follow it up with injury, or that he should try to cover and conceal the want of the person who comes to him for help and refrain from talking about it to others so that he may not feel humbled and humiliated. That being the significance of maghfirat.
Verse 265. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha kalladhi yunfiqu malahu ri'an nasi wa la yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
O ye who believe, render not vain your alms by reproach and injury, like him who spends his wealth to be seen of men. And he believes not in Allah and the last day. His case is like the case of a smooth rock covered with earth, on which heavy rain falls, leaving it bare and hard. They shall not secure aught of what they earn, and Allah guides not the disbelieving people. Footnote 333. Elsewhere, Muslims have also been enjoined to spend their wealth openly. Chapter 2, verse 275. The object underlying being that other Muslims may be induced to follow their good example. But he who has no faith in God expends his money openly solely to win public approbation. Such a one loses all title to any reward from God. Verse 266.
وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌّ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
And the case of those who spend their wealth to seek the pleasure of Allah and to strengthen their souls is like the case of a garden on elevated ground. Heavy rain falls on it so that it brings forth its fruit twofold. And if heavy rain does not fall on it, then light rain suffices. And Allah sees what you do. Footnote 334. Spending money in the cause of Allah strengthens the soul of a person, because by spending his hard-earned wealth, he voluntarily imposes a burden on himself, which makes him firmer and more steadfast in faith. Footnote 335. The hearts of believers who spend freely in the cause of God are like an elevated piece of ground to which heavy rain, which sometimes proves harmful for low-lying tracts, can do no harm. On the other hand, it is benefited by rain, whether it is heavy or light.
Verse 267.
أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون.
Would any of you desire that there should be for him a garden of palm trees and vines, with streams flowing beneath it, and with all kinds of fruit for him therein, while old age has stricken him, and he has weak offspring? And that a fiery whirlwind should smite it, and it be all burnt? Thus does Allah make his signs clear to you, that you may reflect. Footnote 336. By means of this similitude, the believer is warned that if he spends his property for show or follows up his charity with reproaches and injury, all that he has spent will be wasted.